And so I had a lot of maturing to do, basically, as an online course person and training online courses. I had a lot of maturing to do. I had a lot of growing to do. And it's funny how, you know, we sometimes run out the gate and think, man, I really know what I'm doing. I'm going to go do this. But we can have blind spots. And we can be going and charging forward in a direction, not realizing how much is missing, right? So fortunately, I didn't stay in that spot. I didn't stay there. I did grow. I did mature. I did continue. And I think one of the lessons that we can learn from that is persistence and just staying at it and being willing to be open to learning new things. Welcome to the Online Course Mastery Podcast, where every week you learn the insider secrets to mastering the online course business so you can transform lives, impact the world, and enjoy the lifestyle business of your dreams. My name is Dave Espino, and I've launched 90 of my own courses myself and helped others make millions with their courses. I want you to be next. And on this show, you'll learn the secrets to online course mastery. Let's dive in. So I decided, okay, I love online marketing of courses. I love the online course business. I'm going to create the ultimate online course training. It was called the Infopreneur Mastery Program. And I created this training, and in my opinion now, looking back on it, it was like everything in the kitchen sink that I could throw into this thing all in one shot. And I mean, it had interviews with top infopreneurs. It had, I think, 10 weeks of training. It had basically, think of it as like a Willy Wonka tour of the whole world of online course, the online course world. It was basically too much content, not focused enough. Again, looking back on it, I can see this. But at the time, I thought, I'm going to create the most incredible, biggest, best, you know, online course training. So come launch day, I'm excited. I'm about to send it to my list. I have email lists and everything. And about to start running some traffic to it. And I did. And I started getting people interested. And I made a few sales. But that's it. That's all I made was a few sales. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. I know this stuff. I know this online course stuff. And I know this online marketing stuff. Why is it not selling? It wasn't even the price. The price was pretty reasonable, $997, right? For everything you get. And what's interesting to me is I can look back on it on that time now. And that, as disappointed as I wasn't really looking at it with the best principles in mind. Here's the mistake I made. I created a training that would make me look good. I created a training that would sound like it had everything in the kitchen sink in it. I created a training that, in my opinion, was going to be the best because it had the most content about the online course business. I don't know if you can see the blind spot that I had, but it was all about me. This training was all about me. I wasn't thinking about my students. I wasn't thinking about my audience. I wasn't thinking about what they needed, what they wanted, and therefore, I wasn't speaking to them. I wasn't speaking to them with my sales copy. I wasn't speaking to them with my emails. I wasn't speaking to them with my ads. Because it was all about, this is the greatest. This is amazing. This is, check this out. And people naturally run away from that, right? It's too salesy. It's too advertising-y. It's too hype-y. And the most important lesson I learned, I think, there was, it doesn't speak to their core needs and desires. I wasn't doing that. I wasn't speaking to what do they want? Why do they want to create an online course? What is it? What is their core need in creating an online course? What is their core desire? If I created a course program for them, what would they say they wanted? And so I had a lot of maturing to do, basically, as an online course person and training online courses. I had a lot of maturing to do. I had a lot of growing to do. And it's funny how, you know, we sometimes run out the gate and think, man, I really know what I'm doing. I'm going to go do this. But we can have blind spots, and we can be going and charging forward in a direction, not realizing how much is missing, right? So fortunately, I didn't stay in that spot. I didn't stay there. I did grow. I did mature. I did continue. And I think one of the lessons that we can learn from that is persistence and just staying at it and being willing to be open to learning new things, being willing to be coachable and mentored. Huge, something I had to learn the hard way as well. And so all of that to come to where I am now, where I've now created over 89 online courses. Now, the very first thing I do before I even create a course, the most important thing I need to know is what about this course is going to speak to the audience? What about this course is going to meet them where they are and give them what they want? Before I even create the course. Now, a lot of people, they'll wait till they actually start doing the marketing. And then when they start doing the marketing, that's when they start thinking, okay, what does this person want? But an even better approach is to begin before you even create your course, be thinking, okay, what are the core needs? What are the core desires? What are they looking for? What transformative experience do they want? What do they want to change in their life? What solution do they need to, and what problem do they have? Right? If we begin there, then when we create the outline for our course, we're solving those problems in the course. And each of the course lectures is titled in a very exciting and very appealing way. You have a list of all the things that they desire, they need, they want. And that happens to be the list of the things that you're teaching. Guess what? You're speaking directly to them, right? So before you even create the course, that's important. But then when you go to marketing the course, it makes it easier because now you know you have this stuff in the course and you can really sizzle all the stuff that you have in the course. I just created one of my most recent courses. It's called a Cryptocurrency Masterclass. And I can't tell you how well this strategy works. It's so powerful when you begin from the very beginning, from the ground up, with your audience's core needs, core desires, and core solutions and transformations that they want. That was a blind spot for me, and that cost me a lot of money, you know, because I didn't make the sales that I thought I was going to make. And it was a big lesson, too, that I learned. I learned it the hard way. And sometimes those are the most powerful lessons we learn, right? So it's been an amazing journey. I now have, like I said, 89 courses. I'm now launching an infopreneur mentorship program, which is where I get to work with people one-on-one and in group settings to get their course created, launched in 90 days, and done right. See, anybody could teach you. I could teach you how to create a course in a weekend. Doesn't mean it's going to be right. Doesn't mean it's going to do well. It could be the same thing that I did with my Infopreneur Mastery program. Maybe do something wrong. Maybe things aren't right foundationally, right? But if we take 90 days and we work hand in hand and we build it out together and you're following my guidance and you're building out according to that customer's core needs and desires, then you've got something really, really good, something really, really special. So I got to tell you a really interesting story about before I even discovered courses and training and any of that. Way back in high school, I had a light bulb moment that I want to share with you. And this light bulb moment is, I think, what led to my success in the online course business. So I had a best friend. His name is Brett. And we used to just hang out together all the time in high school. We were skateboarding friends, so we would go skateboarding all over the place back then. We'd go to concerts all the time, things like that. And we got this idea to create a comic book. And the comic book would have fictional stories about our school friends and enemies. I'm not 100% proud of this story, but I want to share it because there's a good point here. So we did a comic book with stories about our friends. And it was, just, I don't know how many pages, 8.5 by 11, folded in half, stapled. We would photocopy them and we would sell them. But it wasn't just a comic book. It also came with a cassette tape with recordings of these stories, not voiceover recordings, just like us telling the story and having sound effects and things like that. I guess you could say that if YouTube were around, maybe we would have been a YouTube creator back then, right? Because it's kind of what we were doing. We're creating these stories and we were making sound effects and stuff like that. But we were doing it with whatever we had available. So we'd make this comic book with a cassette tape, and the cassette tape would have music and it would have stories, and it would be, and a lot of these stories were making fun of our friends and really making fun of our enemies, people we didn't like. And again, I'm not 100% proud of this story, but it does have a very good point. We used to sell these things like crazy. We would sit at the mall, the big grass area in our school, sit at a table there, and people would come up and they would buy them for $5. They would buy the cassette and the comic book, right, for $5. I think that's what it was, maybe $10. I don't know. And they were like clamoring for the next issue. When's the next one coming out? When's the next one coming out? And the thing I learned about this was, first of all, the light bulb moment I had was, wow, something that came from my mind and I put it onto paper and audio, right? I could sell that. I could sell something that came from my mind. That was a big light bulb moment. My parents and I, we started selling at flea markets in Southern California, swap meets in Southern California when I was 7 years old. And so we were used to selling stuff. Like we would sell toys. And then eventually my parents discovered that cosmetics were really profitable. So we would sell cosmetics and we'd sell anything really that sold. We sold sunglasses. And so I was used to selling things. But up until that moment with these comic books, I had never sold ideas before. And that just was a light bulb moment. I was like, whoa, I could sell something that came from my mind, package it up in a certain way, and put it out there, and people would buy it. And it would create controversy, right? Because we're making fun of our friends and this and that. And recently, my best friend sent me a photo of one of these comic books, and I still have it. I'll probably never share it because it's high school humor. We don't want to share that. But the amazing thing is, that was my first understanding that I could take something from here, package it up, and sell it. And likewise, you can do the same thing. You can take your hard-earned experience, skills, knowledge, and package it up into an online course. And if it solves people's problems, and if you communicate it well, you can sell a lot of that course. And sometimes people need to make that mental switch. So hopefully this story helps you to make that mental switch to go, well, yeah, I can sell something that came from my mind. Yeah, I can sell something that came from my hard-earned experience. Yeah, I can help people who are at the beginning of the journey that I've already gone through, and I can lead the way, and I can keep them out of the pits and out of the ditches, and I can share the right way to achieve success, right? So I want to share that with you because hopefully it helps you to understand you can do this. You can create an online course and you can be successful in the online course business. Thank you for joining me on the Online Course Mastery Podcast. Have you tried launching an online course and it wasn't as successful as you expected? Have you wondered what the difference is between you and people making millions from their course? If that sounds like you and you want to experience online course mastery, you can schedule a call with me. Visit infopreneurcoaching.com to book your call. I've personally launched 90 of my own courses and have coached members of Dean Graziosi, Tony Robbins, and Russell Brunson's communities, and I can help you learn the secrets to mastering the online course business. Again, head to infopreneurcoaching.com today to set up a call where I'll show you the next steps to success with your online course.